This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The pitch. Donovan hits it deep. Right field. It's a gunner! Donovan hits it over the right field wall. And the Cardinals take the lead with nobody out in the fifth inning.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
How about these birds, man? They beat the Orioles last night, so they've won a series against them. They've now won 8 of their last 10 series.
And they've only dropped 1 of 10. Because the other was a tie.
That's right.
2-2.
That's exactly right. So 8 of 10 they have won. They're on a roll. They're still 3 games back of first place, but they are playing good baseball and they are keeping pace right now. We go to the guest line today. Host of Sports Open Line, the Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock every weekday when a Cardinals game does not get in the way. So, for example, you'll hear it today. And pre- and post-game coverage. Matt Pauly is with us on KMOX. Also want to get your thoughts on City relieving Olaf Melberg of his duties as head coach. We'll get to that in a moment. But the team, again, Baltimore is not very good, but you're supposed to win 2 of 3. You're supposed to win series against bad teams, and they did it again.
Yeah, and you mentioned where they're at in their divisional standings. If the season ended right now, they're in the playoffs. They're in a virtual tie with the Padres for the second wild card right now in the National League. So it's a little early to be talking about that, but it goes to show you just the type of baseball they're playing right now and how good they've been. And they lose that first game against Baltimore, and they still – yeah, I love kind of the things that have happened here, because when you're at home, you're supposed to, you know, win more than you lose. And – last week they lose 2 of 3 to Detroit, so at that point you kind of change the expectations and you say, well, you know, if they can have a 500 homestand, that's going to be okay. Well, they beat the Diamondbacks in all three, so they end up having a winning homestand. And then they lose the first game against Baltimore, and they find a way to win the final 2 games, and they take that series, and you should take a series against Baltimore. They have trailed in each of the last 5 games that they have ended up winning, not just their last 5 mm-hmm. games, but they have trailed in their last 5 wins. The term that is used so much about this team offensively is relentless. I think they are that. I also think that when there are nights where one part of the team is not performing well, other parts pick them up. Yesterday, Miles Michaelis was not especially good through his 4 innings, and then all of a sudden the bullpen comes in. And yeah, we saw Ryan Helsley there at the end, but that was not your standard, this is how you get the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning covered of a game that you're winning for the Cardinals. Instead, it was Kyle Leahy coming in the 5th inning. And speaking of Helsley, how about Helsley pitching back-to-back for the second time in the last week? You got John King was ridiculous last night. He gets those 2 huge strikeouts. So it was the bullpen that really picked up Michaelis yesterday. This team is fun, and that's something that everybody's saying, and it's true, and last night was another example of it. Last night was a really fun, compelling ball game to be able to watch.
And when you start getting production out of 7, 8, 9 in the batting order, and Jordan Walker starting to come alive a little bit, I mean, that makes so much difference to this team. The front end of that order is, I would argue, one of the best in baseball right now.
Yeah, they had 12 hits last night, and 9 of them came from the top 3 spots. Nootbaar had 2, Wynn had 4, Donovan had 3 hits. All 3 of those guys are really productive right now. But to your point, I think this lineup right now very much is 6 deep when you go 9 through 5 with Scott, Nootbaar, Wynn, Donovan, Contreras, Herrera. So then the 6, 7, 8 hitters are Arenado, Walker, and Pájez. Arenado, certainly, you'd like to see generally speaking, more offense from him, but he's still coming up with some big hits. Walker has been on a really solid tear here recently. They've made some adjustments with him, and it seems like it's paying off, and I think Cardinals fans can be very hopeful that maybe this is the start of something that's real. And when Burleson is in there, he's been really good here recently. You're not getting a whole lot offensively from your catcher in Pajes, but that's fine. That's okay. So you can easily say that this lineup is six deep, and when you talk about what you're seeing from Arenado coming up with the big hits occasionally, and then the Walker Burleson thing working lately, in many ways it's eight deep right now.
So all-star voting should begin here, what, in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah, so pretty soon
they
here.
They don't do the thing anymore where they pass them out at the ballpark and punch the little holes. And I loved like going to games with my dad when I was growing up. Man, I loved that so much.
I did too.
I would do that again. Yeah. That was the best.
The little hole punt. It's like a ballot, like a real ballot. Yeah, it is a ballot, like, but it looked like a real election ballot.
It's those hanging chads in Florida that really get you.
Oh,
in.
Man,
yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lawsuits that come from it. So, All right, with that being said, who are the Cardinals All-Stars this year?
I think Brendan Donovan is. That's the first name that jumps out at me. I guess the question with Ivan Herrera is, does he have enough plate appearances? Because he missed so much of the season. I mean, his numbers, especially from like an OPS slugging percentage standpoint, he's there with the elite of the elite right now in Major League Baseball. I talk about Mason Winn, but that shortstop position in the National League, it is just so loaded, so he probably has to do a little bit more. Those are the names that jump in. You know, Helsley, maybe, from a pitching standpoint. There's other, you don't see, like, the middle relievers get chosen very often. Like, you know, Kyle Leahy's having a fantastic, fantastic season, but I think it's a stretch to say that he's going to get chosen for the All-Star team. Am I missing, like, those names that I say, do you think I'm missing anybody on that?
I mean, I don't know who else it would be. Starters get chosen, right? And I don't know how many... I don't know that they've got any starters that would get picked.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, like they're chosen, not voted on, is what I mean.
Right. Remember
I guess
the year?
There's a chance that Matthew Liberatore
maybe
could get in there.
Yeah.
But he would. I still think he has to do more. I think he's incomplete right now in terms of an All-Star resume.
Remember the year that Pat Neshek, the Cardinal reliever, made the All-Star Neshek team. I think you could make a case for Leahy. You could make a case for Maton. Honestly.
Yeah. I just, starters and closers get selected for All-Star games. Setup men don't. Long relievers don't. So that's why, I don't know. Helsley could potentially get chosen. There's a lot of really good closers. I mean, he's not even really, he got his 12th save last night. That puts him actually pretty far down the list on saves, you know. So, yeah, I think those names that I mentioned, Donovan is the one guy who I think is a clear all-star, and then you've got to kind of make the argument for everybody else that we've mentioned.
So earlier we were talking about the division. They're three games out right now, but they would be a wild card team if the season came to an end. They're still more likely getting to the playoffs if they win the division over being a wild card, right? I mean, that's their likeliest path.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's some teams that are underperforming right now in the National League that are really good teams. Like, do we really think the Atlanta Braves are a three-game under 500 team? And, like, this is sticking around for a while, too. That's the crazy thing with the Braves, because they got back to 500, and then all of a sudden they lost games to the Nationals, and they lost a series to the Padres, and they lost the first game against the Phillies. They're having a really hard time picking themselves back up off the mat. But, I mean, they're good. Acuna's back. That's a really good team. So that's the first team that I identify. Like, I believe in the Mets. I believe in the Padres. The Braves are the first team that I look at as saying, okay, they're a lot better than what their record is. I would put the Arizona Diamondbacks into that bucket as well, even with the Cardinals just taking care of business against them. Diamondbacks are in a really rough spot right now. They just lost 2 of 3, to the Pirates, and they let the Pirates score 10 runs yesterday. I think it was the Eisenhower administration last time the Pirates scored 10 runs. So it's just been, I don't know what's going on with the Diamondbacks, but they're a lot better than their record would indicate as well.
Either one of you boys concerned that Cincinnati might catch fire? I am.
A little.
Yes.
Just a little. My thing with the Reds, Matt, I'd like to hear what you have to say, is I'm always concerned about teams. They have scored more runs, quite a bit more runs than they have given up. So their record should be better. And that's sort of what, when I look at them, I think, you know, that this could be the thing where they eventually the wins start to come to them because they are scoring more than they're giving up. But maybe not.
Their lineup stinks. Like, that's the first thing. Their lineup stinks. It's Ellie De La Cruz and then a bunch of other dudes. So, honestly, if people aren't paying attention to the Brewers, they're back above 500 now at 29 and 28. And they got two dudes coming back into the rotation in Jose Quintana and Brandon Woodruff. I felt bad. So the Cardinals high A team, Peoria, was matched up against the Brewers high A team, Wisconsin. And the last 2 days, they had to face Quintana and Woodruff there in Appleton, Wisconsin. Or maybe they're playing in Peoria. Either way, that was who they matched up against the last 2 days there. So that's a tough matchup when you're talking about single-A guys. But the Brewers are on a run right now. They've done it without Quintana and Woodruff, and those two guys are just about back. So I would be more concerned right now about the Brewers than the Reds.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm off. They're dead. Brewers are dead. Forget it. I don't care. They're back above 500. It's over. This is the year. This is the year I'm declaring them dead.
You're speaking that into the universe?
Yep, they're dead.
Okay.
Over. Every year I go, this is not good for them. They're going to be crap. And then they're not. This is the year I mean it. Dead.
Okay.
Don't worry
about
that.
I feel that way too. And I worked there. I had a front row seat to what they do, and I still sit here and go, they're not good.
Don't worry about the Brewers. They're nothing. Pay attention to the Reds and the Cubs. That's all you have to worry about. So even if the Brewers take the lead, that's not really happening. Hey, we did this week finally get that news about Olaf Melberg. We sort of suspected that City SC was going to make a change. They are going to have a press conference today at 12 o'clock, which we will carry live. So as you look at them and what happens next, how do you feel about City SC, Matt?
I mean, it's not great. Yeah, it's the Bradley Carnell led them to a place that no expansion team had ever led them to. Now I understand why they made the move with him. They made the move. They bring in a guy internally who gets something out of the young guys that they brought in at the transfer window last year, and they start scoring goals and playing better, and then they pass him by to go with somebody who's it was obviously going to be a little bit of a learning curve with where he was coming from. It just did not work out whatsoever. I don't know. It's just they're going through a lot of coaches, and it doesn't. It seems like every single time they make a coaching change, they take they're not taking a step forward. So I want the best for them. I think as an expansion franchise, they're kind of learning on the go. But it's the and I know coaching changes happen in MLS. I may not be Mr. Soccer, but I understand that part of the league. But this is a lot of coaches in a very, very short amount of time. And since season number one, there just has been very few wins for this team.
We need an American. Either a North American or a South American to take control of this team. I think that's where the future lies, guys. What do you think about that, Billy?
I don't know, man. The
Lutz
better players
doesn't
are
really
somewhere
go. Lutz has a European background himself,
exactly.
So I don't know. I don't know
about
like
that.
A Pope thing that you know you got How the about? American Pope. Now no. You want the American?
There you go.
St. Louis
I'm
soccer
not.
Coach?
I'm not saying it has to be North American. I just think, in fact, if you look at the successful franchises in the MLS historically, they've got a South American heavy South American influence in their organizations.
Probably Brazil probably represents
exactly.
a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, look, let's be honest. we're not producing the best players in the world here. In the United States.
Also, this league is not the best players in the world.
It's the UFL of soccer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
Who are you insulting there? It's one of them. Maybe both.
Let's get the black moods to play halftime at all of the city games.
There you go.
I don't know who the black moods are. Should I know?
I have no clue who they are.
Okay.
No clue.
Okay.
I got Brian Stull, who's the great PR director for the Battlehawks, sent an email out this morning going, the Black Moods are going to be the halftime performer. I'm like, who? And then I texted Pajeski. I'm like, should I know who this band is? I mean, is this me showing my age?
Well, the lead singer is from Wheaton, Missouri.
Where is that?
And it's out there. And
I know Wheaton, Illinois. Yeah, I do not know too. Wheaton, Missouri.
Yeah, I think it might be in Hickory County, but I could be wrong.
But it sounds like they got together in Tempe, Arizona.
Yes.
Okay.
At Arizona State, maybe?
I don't know. It just says Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
According to this. Wheaton, Missouri. Do you really not have any idea where
it
is?
I think it's in Hickory County.
It is southwest.
Right. Yeah.
It's not the most southwestern county, but it's right next to it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Hickory County.
Okay. Awesome.
Find so what,
nope,
suggest.
You're a liar.
Barry County.
Is it Barry County?
Okay. So yeah. Is it like next to Oklahoma? Like what state is it? Is it butt up against...
Arkansas.
Yeah, Berry County is close to Arkansas. Okay. Monette is the county seat of Berry County. Yeah.
Matt Pauly, Redbird Rush Hour at 5?
Yes.
Sports Open Line at 6?
Yeah, so I'll try to give myself a geography lesson.
Have a nice time.
Thank you.
Yo, Pauly, you're sitting with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Follow Matt Pauly on Twitter, Matt Pauly on air. That's how you get to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.